Drinking has to go. And Alcoholics Anonymous screwed up my drinking, my first meeting. And I have an amazing life by the grace of God. And I just went blank, you know, how you usually do when you get in front of people. And I think that I was blessed so much to hear what I had to hear. I was in and out of doors of Alcoholics Anonymous for 8 years, and I could see my life deteriorating, and I knew there was a better way. Alcoholics Anonymous was a better way. And so I went to, I'm just about done because I run out of things to say, but anyway, I went to my first meeting in 1980. I was 30 years old, and I looked around the room, and I said, I am way too young to be an alcoholic. And so it kept getting worse and worse and worse. Picked up another four or five drunk driving tickets, a couple drunken publics. And I got here at 38 years old. And I knew to my innermost self that I would not see, I was 38 years old. I knew I'd not see the age of 40 if I didn't do something by my drinking and using. You know, because that's part of my story is drugs. I said, I'm not an ANDA. I'm just an alcoholic who took a hell of a lot of drugs. I would take anything I could get my hands on that would help me drink longer. You know, that's just part of my story. And so I got here in 1980, 30 years old. At 1938, I'm 38 years old. And my life was over unless I did something. And I'd heard enough over the years that this was a better way. And I'd settled the first step. Some people say, you know, they come in and their story is that they got on their knees and said, help me, God, or whatever. I don't remember that. I remember waking up in a jail cell and saying, this shit's got to stop. And God hurt me. What God heard was, help me. And thank you all.
Thank you, Patty R., with 33 years of sobriety. Worship with us.
Thank you. Boy, growing old is not for sissies. I'm Patty, and I'm an alcoholic. And Happy Hour is and has always been my home group when down at the park. I'm a Happy Hour broad. They named me Patty Cakes, so you can call me Patty Cakes too. This is so wonderful. I have a feeling we all feel the same way this weekend. I have been so missing you guys for 2 years. Not to, you know, I see a lot of you that I know and a lot of you I don't know. And the feeling inside is the feeling that when I got sober, I never thought I'd feel this way. This is a bonus. And let's see, I had this great thing to say and I don't. I am so blessed. I have a great friend pushing me around. I hope it doesn't kill her this weekend. And the one thing I wanted to do when I came to Hawaii was not get sober. I wanted to have a Hawaiian boyfriend. And I do thank you, God. It's a wonder we are still together because I was the one doing all the drugs. I wanted to find a man that was a homebody because I wasn't, and somebody that didn't live to get high, and I was that person. And of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most. So I thank God I'm alive, and I used to sneak into the conventions like a scammer, you know. And some of the gifts I've gotten from sobriety are And I never dreamed of doing this when I was on the bar.